as he walked to school in Hainault. Our correspondent Jason Harrell, who's there, has been speaking to one of his relatives.
I just simply asked, what would you like me to tell people about Daniel? And the first thing he said was he's well-loved and that he was hard-working and that he was a wonderful, wonderful boy.
It also emerged Daniel went to the same school as Grace O'Malley Kumar. She was stabbed to death in the Nottingham attacks less than a year ago. An attempt to unseat the Scottish Government has failed. The no-confidence motion was defeated by 70 votes to 58 at Holyrood, where MSPs applauded the results. Labour pressed ahead with the debate despite First Minister Humza Yousaf announcing he is standing down. His leader Anas Sawa says that's irrelevant.
The SNP as a political party are so chaotic, divided and dysfunctional that it can't deliver competent government and is failing Scots every single day.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after three people were injured at a school in Sheffield. Police say broken glass was used in the attack this morning. The first migrants earmarked for deportation to Rwanda have been detained. The Home Office says a number of operations have taken place around the country in recent days. Shifting expectations for interest rate cuts seem to have led to a dip in house price growth. Nationwide has reported a fall of 0.4% in average property costs last month compared with March. And McDonald's says it's going to start selling bigger burgers. The fast food giant's aiming to boost sales by satisfying demand for more filling meals. It says it wants to focus on core menu items. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Working on the sequel, and I'm giving you Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Kicking off this week's George Hamlin Hour with Every Day I Write the Book. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the George Hamlin Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hamlin. And yes, today, a lot of you, well, nearly all of you won't know, today is my final ever show on Phoenix 98 FM, or probably maybe my final ever show in radio, depends where I go in the future. But yes, no, I've decided after nearly 3 years at Phoenix 98 FM that my time needs to come to an end. I've just finished university, so congratulations to me, but it's time to kind of move on and see where I go in life. But today I've got lined up another 6 at 6, as I've been doing for near enough 3 years now. And and just going to play kind of some of the classics that I've always played on the George Hamlin Hour. Some songs that I've felt as putting this together for the last week that I've always leaned towards. There's a lot of hits today. There's a lot of hits. There's still some of the tunes that I kind of put on that a lot of people don't agree with. But that's kind of where I'm going with today. Now today 6 at 6. If you do want to get in touch with what your 6 at 6 today is, obviously you can't. My 6 at 6. I'll be listing my 6 favourite tracks that I have played on the George Hamlin Hour. But obviously you guys can't talk about that because, well, you're not me and you don't have your own hour of radio. But if you guys did have your own hour of radio, I would like to hear what your 6 favourite tracks that you would play on your own radio station would be. So if you want to get in touch with what that list looks like, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHannon15, and hopefully we've got time for maybe a track or maybe two. But as said, I'm going to play some of the classics that I felt like I've played over my 3 year tenure at Phoenix 98 FM. In the build-up of listing my 6 favourite tracks that I've played on this show. Now, to start off, this song is Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Every Day I Write the Book. It's a song that I always used to start my show off with. It was either that or another Elvis Costello song with I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. But my third pick for always, one of my key starters, is an absolute classic. I think it's an absolute English classic as well. And it is Squeeze with Up the Junction.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption, I'm really up the junction.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98.
Likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
You got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in. Like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case. But his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success. When chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, you'd say,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
Last night on earth,
I won't lift to the sky. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light.
But last night on earth,
I pay a high price to have no regrets and be done with my life.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
That is Noah and the Well with L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, probably the hardest ever name of a song to ever pronounce ever, but absolute tune. I love that track. I've always with these lists, so I was always doing lists. There was always lists that were coming back up with these six at sixes. One of them would always be cover tracks. I've probably done cover tracks about four times and was always indie music. I'd always lean towards indie music, whether we're talking about indie bands, indie artists, indie tracks, whatever, whatever it was. But that Noah and the Wild track would always, always come on my indie list. I just absolutely adore that. So I've loved that song since I was a kid. I think my dad must have played it as a kid. Always loved it, and I've loved that it's taken a role in the George Hannon Hour. Here, if you still want to get in touch if you was a radio host, what your six tracks that your six favourite tracks you would play on your own radio show be, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me GeorgeHannon15 and just let me know. Anyway, we're going to move back into the playlist before we get to the actual six at six. Now, also with what this kind of six at six has done, and this whole kind of show we're doing for the last 3 years. It's allowed me to just want to listen to loads of new artists as well, to kind of get into it. Now, this is, it's not like a like an underground band. This is a humongous band, this one. But like, I never listened to them, and probably maybe a year into me doing the George Hannon Hour. But when I first heard them, I absolutely fell in love with them. And I think this was probably the first track that... probably not I've ever heard, but the first track that I just came on my Spotify and I was like, I'm going to listen to nearly every album they've got. And I absolutely love them ever since. And I play them so much on these on this George Hannon Hour because it's just absolutely brilliant songs. But this song, I think, I probably haven't played it for a little while, but I used to play it all the time not too long ago. And that is The Cranberries with Dreams.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM. 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 FM.
It's Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. Going back to back there with two tracks with titles of Dreams. That would have been a good 6 at 6, titles with Dreams in the title. Anyway, we've got one more track that I'm getting into this week's 6 at 6. If you missed it, I'll be listing my 6 favourite tracks I've ever played on the George Hanlon Hour, as today is my final ever show, really. Yeah, so we'll get into that in a little bit. The last track to round up on all the tracks that I've loved to play. I'm going to keep it eclectic. I'm going to move to the jazz scene, as I do love the jazz scene, especially this one group. I've seen them, I've grown to love them during doing this show, and it is Ezra Collective. I've chosen a track with lyrics to kind of help out the viewers, so it's not full on jazz. It's Ezra Collective and Koji Radical with No Confusion.
This time around, I just really want to go jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz, make, no jazz, but I'm sure, you know, everybody would think that I'm going to be playing jazz like the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nah.
I'm playing jazz my way.
Yeah. Koji Radical. Ezra Collective. They know we know they don't do it like this, got sound but it ain't like this. Got jazz but I know it ain't nothing like this. I don't want no confusion. Opinion make I go stupid. Got my own mind, make I go use it. Spread love and put the love in the music. I don't want no confusion. Got my own drive, make her go move it. You don't wanna see a man lose it. Been me, still me, been proven. I don't want no confusion. Me and mine been fed up with losing. Self in the world with a picking and choosing. Revolution will be televised. Worldwide drown in a wave I'm frozen. Feel good but I'm doing improvement. Build a kingdom, make her go moving. I don't want no confusion. Been me, still me, been proven. Every day I go think for myself, I go think for myself, I do. Do me, I do. Cause I wouldn't be me if I did it like you. I know the world gets cold as cool. Got a thick skin on me like a polar suit. Darkest fruit, the sweetest juice. Done with the ties, with the armor suit. Just another day with the gang gang. The family come first, we plot and we plan, plan. I couldn't tell you what my spirit was at. Reflections on the wall, could the memory back. But I been there, done that, done with it. Had to bust a U-turn while the world keeps spinning. Big bag looking like a ransom. Ezra Collective, can the bag get some?
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for the Orient Hour straight after the George Hanlon Hour, our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson, and the Orient Hour team is coming up. Anyway, we're going to now move into this week's 6 at 6. As mentioned, this week's 6 at 6, as my final show, I'm going to be listing 6 of my favourite tracks that I've ever played on George Hanlon Hour. And we're going to start with a big one. For me, it's not probably the most well-known song to a lot of you guys, but it's a really, really brilliant song from a brilliant album titled Angel in Real Time, and it is Gang of Youths with In the Wake of Your Leave. Do, 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 do. Gang of Youths within the wake of your leave to start off this week's Six at Six. But to move on, So if you've listened to the George Helen Hour more than once, you'd know that there's three artists who I love who usually end up popping up in the list, or at least in the hour. And it is the three pillars of the George Helen Hour. It is Bruce Springsteen, it is Sam Fender, and it is Counting Crows. That's a little spoiler for today. But I'm going to play one of them right now. The one that kind of nobody seems to like, and I don't know why. They're just my band. They just hold a weight with me, and I absolutely adore them. I kind of grew to love them right at the start of my journey at Phoenix FM, and they're probably just my favourite band now. I've seen them live, amazing. I love all their songs, and they hold such a weight with me that I genuinely just adore every song. So picking one was the hard part, but I picked this one that is probably my favourite song of theirs. It is Counting Crows with Rain King.
Down and you'll see your pins and feathers and all of the instruments. So Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nick Field tonight with Curveball. Nick will be chatting with local band Reverent Sun tonight, so make sure you stay tuned for that on Phoenix 98 FM. All right, we're going to swiftly move back into this week's Six at Six, and my third choice here is an absolute classic of a track. It was probably one of the early songs that I played quite a lot in my early days at Phoenix. I haven't really played it for a while, but it still is. It still holds up as one of my favourites, and it is Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. Classic. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. It's nothing really else I can say about that song. I absolutely love it. Yeah, it was a favourite of mine, especially early on in my Phoenix 98 FM days. Now, moving on to my fourth pick. This one, I've been both my mum and my girlfriend say they do not like this one, but I like it. It's pretty good. I love this guy as well. He's really exciting artist. He released his first, I think it was just his first or second album late last, August last year. Absolutely brilliant album, and I've just loved all of his stuff since. But I've always played this song here. I think it's a really good summer track as well, and it is Hack Baker with the Venezuela Rhythm.
Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for Darren Mutu tonight as he presents 2 hours of old school reggae with Reggae Revival from 10 to 12. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Anyway, to get into the fifth pick now, we're coming to an end, and I already spoke about the three pillars of the George Hamner now. We're going to move on to the second one now. Sam Fender. I've played so many Sam Fender songs on this radio show all the time. Everybody's got an artist, especially if you're really into music, that's just your artist, I guess, from when in a period of your life that's just, you're young, and I guess it just reminds you. And I can tell you, hopefully, in about 30 years' time, Sam Fender will always be the artist to me, and especially this song as well. I haven't actually played it as much as I probably thought I had, but it's always been a real favourite of mine. It's been a great closer to shows, and it's just one of my favourite songs just of all time, and it just means quite a lot to me as well. So definitely coming on this list, and it is Sam Fender with 17 Going Under.
This was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and curses you when you die. Spent my teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I armed myself with a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, not the room talking lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man. Oh God, the kids are dying.
Sam Fender was 17 Going Under is my fifth pick from this week's 6 at 6. Last minute rundown was going on Phoenix FM before I just talked for 1 or 2 minutes. So from 7 to 8, the roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team, is on with the Orient Hour. From 8 to 10, punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, folk world is all driven with passion by Nick Field. Nick will be chatting with local band Reverend Sun, so make sure to stay tuned for that. And then from 10 to 12, Dan Marutu presents 2 hours of old school reggae with Reggae Revival. So make sure you stay tuned for what's coming on Phoenix FM tonight. Now, yeah, no, as said, it's it's final show. It's a bit weird. It's relatively emotional. It's I don't know. Yeah, it's just 3 years as well. I guess it's kind of culminated it with the end of my university journey. I guess everyone's kind of got their own thing. It's just even when I just tell people, I was just talking to Andy Gilson earlier and to somebody, he just said three years, just it's all flown by. I've played so many songs on here, and I just got to know some great people as well. And I'd actually just kind of like to thank some people just as I close off my final show. So in order, I'd just like to thank Paul and the whole Phoenix FM for Phoenix 98 FM radio host just for a great 3 years. Especially want to give a shout out to Joe Bailey and Andy Gilson from that team. Always made my Wednesdays much more happier. A real great laugh to work with, and always gave me the confidence to kind of do what I do right now on Phoenix 98 FM. A big shout out to former Phoenix presenter Stuart Pink. Early on, absolutely pivotal, kind of making me feel confident, learn the ropes, and it was just such a helping hand and a great friend whilst doing it. Many thanks to a good friend of mine, Perks. He's always listening, always giving these lists. Thanks to my girlfriend, Eleanor, for always being supportive, especially the past couple of months with this. Thanks to my dad for all the constructive criticism I've always received from him about the music and always about the show. He believes he knows a bit too much, but I do listen to him sometimes. But out of all that list, I'd actually like to give the biggest thanks to my amazing mum, always listening. Always basically promoting the show to her friends and just getting the word out. And honestly, I just, my number one fan. You got to respect your number one fan, I guess. But thanks to everybody who did listen to me over the past 3 years. I can waffle. I play some great tunes. I also play some terrible ones. But thanks for sticking with me. And to close it off, my final song, I'm going to play this for the first song I ever played. And it is Bruce Springsteen as my third pillar with Dancing in the Dark. So that's me. That's me over. Thank you very much for listening for these last 3 years. And as usual, as always, have a good weekend. And have a good week. Have a good weekend. And take it easy.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know the kiss. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. Just dancing in the dark. You're sitting around getting older. There's a joke, here's some wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. And they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a